This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're back. We're back from a brief holiday hiatus. I hope that you all had a great Easter and Passover, and now we're back to work and taking your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you, 877-726-8255. You're a part of the show. You can come directly into the doctor's office and ask a question about medicine, nutrition, anything you'd like, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to take a look at a study that suggests that fish oil may dramatically reduce the risk of multiple sclerosis. Also, a dietary supplement that shows great promise for reversing cardiovascular aging. And it's a supplement we've been talking a lot about here on Intelligent Medicine. Can you guess what it is? We'll share that with you in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. And here's a very unusual story about a doctor. Do you consider your doctor a rock star? Well, I'd like to think that some of my patients think of me that way, but I have absolutely no musical aptitude. There's a doctor named James Lilja. He's a San Jose, California obstetrician-gynecologist, but he has an interesting history. Before medical school, Lilja was a drummer from 1984 to 1987 for the Orange County-based group The Offspring. Don't worry if you haven't heard of them. Here's a little sample of their kind of music. Is it your cup of tea? Hit it, Luis. All right. Well, that's one of those almost famous groups. And I guess Lil just saw the light because the group had success in the 90s and then kind of faded from the scene. He then became an obstetrician gynecologist specializing in cancer treatment. So he's an oncological OBGYN. He received his medical degree from the University of Pittsburgh and went on to the University of Texas at Houston, MD Anderson Cancer Center, a prestigious place for cancer research, to do his internship and residency. And however, his fortunes took a turn for the worse because Lilja faced medical malpractice charges filed by a patient and her spouse in Alameda County Superior Court. They allege that Lilja was negligent in treating this patient. But something very interesting happened during the trial. One of the jurors in the courtroom in Oakland, California, fell down, hit his head, and collapsed during a morning break in the proceedings. Lilja, who was the defendant in the case, and his nurse assistant, who happened to be there, rushed to help the juror and administered shocks with a defibrillator. The man was unconscious but had a pulse when paramedics arrived, and his life was literally saved by Lilja, who was the defendant in a malpractice case. So immediately what happened was the judge ordered a mistrial in light of concerns that the physician's heroics could bias other jurors. They probably, you know, after they saw this guy in action, they probably said, hey, this guy's a great doctor. He saved the life of one of our co-jurors. Current jurors were dismissed, and the case will be retried this month. So unfortunately, he's got to go back in the courtroom, and notwithstanding his courtroom heroics, pretty interesting story. So, you know, guy's really versatile. He's a drummer. He's an OBGYN, and does a pretty good job resuscitating jurors who are suffering cardiac arrest. All right, let's take some of your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Abe from Ohio. Hi, Abe. How are you?
Pretty good, doctor. I've been helping a man who has both Parkinson's and congestive heart failure. He's 87. Mm-hmm. And I suggested coenzyme Q10 and to obtain a CoQ10 blood test first, which he did from the Cleveland Clinic. The problem, the measurements are different from the blood tests you use. Their range, the total CoQ10 was 433. Mm-hmm. So 1532.
Yeah, that's different because when we see the ranges, like, I don't know, anywhere from 0.5 to maybe 3.5, something along those lines. So, yeah, they're using a different unit of measurement, but go ahead.
Is how do you compare or analyze the Cleveland Clinic measurements to the single-digit range of blood work that you use?
Mm-hmm.
And it mentioned his reading was 791.
Which was fairly high.
Which is normal.
Yeah, which is normal. And he's never taken it. So here's the deal. It almost doesn't matter what your pre-existing level of coenzyme Q10 is. I mean, it's if you want, you can do a test, find out if you're deficient in coenzyme Q10. Not that many people are, unless they're really sick. And he's doing pretty good for an 86-year-old with Parkinson's and congestive heart failure. But the idea is to triple the normal levels of coenzyme Q10. So the test is more of a way of measuring whether you're getting the coenzyme Q10 into the bloodstream, and it's literally tripling the normal amount. You want a super high amount for congestive heart failure and for Parkinson's disease. You know, you're very astute because both conditions may benefit from high levels of coenzyme Q10 supplementation. So, with or without blood testing, this is a patient that I would give anywhere from 400 to 600 to 800 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, or alternatively, ubiquinol, since it's more bioavailable, I might go anywhere from 200 to 500 of ubiquinol. And the worst thing that can happen is it can harm your pocketbook because it can be a little expensive dosing at that high level long term. But you got to see how his Parkinson's responds. And they don't respond instantaneously, but, you know, kind of watch over the next couple of months. And the congestive heart failure, of course, you can monitor that in terms of episodes of CHF, breathlessness, and leg swelling, the need for medications. But also, the objective metric is check the ejection fraction. If the ejection fraction is low, you've got congestive heart failure. If you're responding the coenzyme Q10, your ejection fraction is going to go up. And I've seen it happen, and that's objective confirmation that coenzyme Q10 helps to power the heart muscle. That's the idea. And other things you may want to give him for heart is, don't forget, magnesium, preferably in the form of magnesium taurate. Many patients with CHF are taking diuretics, so they're losing magnesium, so they need more magnesium. They can also benefit from carnitine, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams per day. And also D-ribose, which you kind of have to dose fairly high, 5 grams. That's about a heaping teaspoon 3 times daily. And give that a shot and see if indeed there's some improvements in his heart function at the very least. And maybe there will be some improvements in his symptoms of Parkinson's. That you're definitely on the right track. Obviously, you're an astute listener. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. We'll take a look at which nutrient shows promise for reversing cardiovascular aging and a story about fish oil for MS. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK, and we're taking your phone calls. And we got some great stories lined up for you. Plus, we want to hear from you. But before we do that, let me share something important about blood pressure. You know, a lot of drawbacks to blood pressure medication. They often cause side effects. It's a grim statistic that virtually half of Americans over 60 are taking one or another blood pressure medication. We're constantly on the lookout for natural ways to avoid medication, and here's one that I've come across, and I'm a big believer in this product. It's the Zona Plus. I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. The Zona Plus is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of, get this, 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. That might allow you to reduce your medication or get off altogether. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Okay, so there recently was an article, and the New York Times is really notorious for running snarky articles about nutritional supplementation. And they recently wrote an article that has a lot of people confused about fish oil, suggesting that the benefits of fish oil may be exaggerated and it's really not worth taking. This notwithstanding, a new study from Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, a study will be presented at the upcoming American Academy of Neurology annual meeting that shows that consuming fish that contain omega-3 fatty acids, along with supplementation, can reduce the risk for multiple sclerosis by 40%. 5%. Participants in the study reported how much fish and also they consumed, as well as the average daily consumption of fish oil supplements. High fish intake was defined as consuming fish at least once a week or consuming 1 to 3 servings of fish a month while also taking fish oil supplements daily. So that was the group least likely to get MS. Low fish intake was consuming less than 1 serving of fish each month and not taking fish oil supplements. The results of the study showed that high fish intake reduced the risk for MS by 45% compared with low intake. So in this study, they concluded that patients with MS often ask about what can be done to reduce the risk of MS in their children or siblings. And this study provides some evidence that a diet high in fish, seafood, omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of developing MS, in addition to promoting improved cardiovascular health. And it's certainly not harmful. And so I have all my MS patients taken fairly substantial doses of omega-3 fatty acids. This item has to do with nicotinamide riboside, or NR, what I consider one of the most exciting supplements of the decade. It raises levels of NADH, which is the energy compound that is essential for cellular energy production. And in the study, researchers found that 1,000 milligrams daily of nicotinamide riboside boosted levels of NAD by 60%. So this is a proof of concept study where they wanted to find out, well, does taking the stuff really work? And they also found that in 13 participants in the study who had elevated blood pressure, systolic blood pressure was about 10 points lower after NR supplementation. So we talked earlier about the Zona Plus. Consider also nicotinamide riboside as a way of getting your blood pressure down. They say that that 10-point reduction in systolic blood pressure could translate to a 25% reduction in heart attack risk. Why does NR work? Well, nicotinamide riboside, along with things like resveratrol, and something that's a little harder to do, which is caloric restriction, fasting, they raise levels of sirtuins. And sirtuins protect the brain, protect the heart from degeneration and the age-related process by which cells decline in energy output. So very, very cool study, and makes us even more enthusiastic about the emerging research about nicotinamide riboside. All right, our number, 877-726-8255, is our number. And when we return, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We'll talk about acupuncture for menstrual pain and lots more. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. That's the number for live calls. But we also have a couple other ways where you can get questions to us. You can email your questions to radioprogram@aol.com, and those questions will come to us, and they will become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our weekday podcasts, a favorite among listeners. And another way where you can get questions to us is via drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac. You can go to the home page, and on the right side of the home page, there's a rectangular box, and if you click on it, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Forrest. Can we hear that question?
Dr. Hoffman, is your recommendation for heart supplements, cardiovascular supplements, have any possible serious contraindications with normal medications, such as ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and similar items? Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, you know, great question. And, you know, what Forrest is referring to is our heart health protocol. I've decided to create protocols that you can check out at drhoffman.com. Just go across the top, and under shop, there's a drop-down menu. And we list starter pack and several other packs that are protocols for dealing with various types of health issues. And our heart health protocol consists of the following. I included bergamot because it improves lipid profiles, and it also has anti-inflammatory properties. We want to lower homocysteine with a product called homocysteine factors. Magnesium, of course, is important, and we use magnesium taurate. MK7 vitamin K is great because it reduces calcium deposition in the coronary arteries. And, of course, fish oil is part of that protocol. Olive leaf extract is protective. Resveratrol is helpful. Ubiquinol, of course, is great for heart function, the pumping action of the heart, the energetics of the heart muscle. And then chiolic aged garlic extract is well studied for its ability to optimize blood pressure and stave off arterial calcification. So there you have it. Now, could any of these interact with your cardiovascular meds? Well, I created this program precisely because I wanted to give people an add-on to whatever conventional treatment they were getting, and I deliberately tried to avoid potential conflicts. I'll mention one potential conflict, but, you know, it's pretty clear that a small percentage of patients may be on Coumadin or warfarin, and they wouldn't want to be taking high doses of vitamin K. So that might be one contraindication. And the other is, and it's not a contraindication, it's actually a helpful interaction, is that bergamot actually amps up the activity of statin drugs. So you get a little more mileage out of your statin medication. Say your statin medication is lowering your cholesterol by 20 points. If you take bergamot, it might increase its activity by 50%, further lower your cholesterol. So I actually consider that a helpful interaction. So in effect, you know, I got to say, I'm not specifically advising people in terms of their exact medical circumstances. Most of these supplements are safe, reliably tested adjuncts to even a medical program for managing heart problems. So they're fine to take. Check it out at drhoffman.com under shop. And we'll be rolling out more and more of these protocols. We've got a bone health protocol coming up in April, and also a brain health protocol. Let's talk now to Robert from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, how are you? I just want to thank you for all the information you give out and your website, and it's really very, very great for all of us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm a baby boomer like you. I'm going to be 70 in a few days, and I've been active my whole life. You know, I still lift weights. I do some running, biking. But, you know, my concern is that my cardiologist, she does a stress echo, or at least I ask her to do it every few years. I also have a little bit of a dilated aorta, which is 4.1.
But do you have high blood pressure, Robert?
Maybe in the past, I'm retired from the NYPD.
Uh-huh.
I think at that time I had it, but that was many years ago.
A stressful job.
Yeah, but now my concern is the left ventricle, and I don't know if that's part of an athletic heart, but mm-hmm. that's been getting enlarged.
Right.
And she doesn't say anything. In fact, the last echo I just had a few weeks ago said it's upper limits of normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to say that I'm not particularly concerned about that, Robert, because you being athletic, you may have what is termed an athletic heart, which is the heart, just like any muscle, you know, your biceps, or your quads, responds to exercise and to stress. And your heart muscle may be a little bit bigger. Your ventricle may be a little bit on the borderline of high normal. And that's normal. The problem is that, it's hard to distinguish that from the effects of chronic high blood pressure, because also in high blood pressure you get ventricular enlargement. And so it may be a bit of a mixed bag. It may be partially because you're an athlete, partially because your blood pressure is a little borderline or has been in the past. And it's hard to distinguish, but, hey, did you get a statistic called an ejection fraction out of that echo? Is it good?
It said less than 70.
Oh, that's great. For a 70-year-old, oh, my goodness, that's fantastic. You got a long way to go before there's a heart problem.
Okay, great, Doc. I mean, you really allayed my concern. You know, I was just getting a little concerned because, like I said, it went from 5.7, 5.8, now it's 4.1. So, but just keep up what I'm doing, I guess, right?
I would say so.
And carnitine and all of that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would say great. And, you know, look, at 70, you know, do what you can in terms of exercise. Do the, you know, combination of strength and aerobic. I'm approaching your age. I'm 65. And, you know, I love to exercise. But, you know, I got to recognize that there are limits to what one can do at 65 or 70. I'm not going to be an ultra marathoner. I'm not going to do an Ironman triathlon, although that would be very heroic, because I think it's actually damaging and stressful to the joints. It may be much for the heart. You know, people who really push the envelope in terms of exercise, well into their, you know, 60s and 70s, some of them experience heart damage. Some of them actually have hearts that become enlarged and baggy. So, you know, I'm not discouraging you from doing exercise. Just do it sensibly and, you know, do it for well-being and don't let your ego get the better of you. Okay? Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Our number, 877-726-8255. And this item is about acupuncture. You know, a lot of people poo-poo acupuncture. I recently debated a skeptic about alternative medicine, who thought that acupuncture, he stated it straight out. It's quackery. It doesn't work. It's just a placebo effect. And in the face of that, it's actually hard to design acupuncture studies, because when you want to study a pill, say a drug, you give people a sugar pill, or you give them the pill with the active ingredients. With acupuncture, you actually have to do what's called sham acupuncture. In other words, people are getting a treatment. They may feel better because they're getting a treatment, but you have to do like acupuncture deliberately in the wrong points versus acupuncture in the correct points. And so that's what they did at, medical school in Berlin. And this is published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. What they found was that acupuncture actually had a beneficial effect on pain intensity for women who experienced menstrual cramps. 37% of participants in this case, acupressure, which is even easier to administer than acupuncture, 37% of participants in the acupressure group reported a 50% reduction in pain intensity. And after 6 months, this proportion had increased to more than half of the women in this group, 58%. Just 25% of the women in the control group reported a similar reduction in pain. That was probably a placebo effect. So, also encouragingly, women in the acupressure group use less pain medication than women in the control group. So if you're someone who suffers from menstrual pain, well, there's evidence that fish oil may have anti-inflammatory effects, that magnesium helps to reduce cramps. Certain types of exercise and yoga may help to alleviate menstrual cramps. But think acupuncture, because acupuncture or even acupressure, as was used in this study, can have a beneficial effect. And what they did in this study is quite interesting. They taught patients how to administer self-acupuncture shortly before and during menstruation. And so this was a low-cost intervention accessible to virtually anyone who can follow simple instructions. And by applying pressure to certain key points, pain was dramatically alleviated. So very cool study. I think given that so many women take medication with harmful effects, medication that can erode the stomach lining, Advil, Motrin, you name it, that this technique should be invoked more frequently. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. You can call us this hour next with your question. And we got a call from Ginger in New Jersey. How are you?
Hello, Dr.
Hi,
Hoffman.
Hi there.
Hello, I'd like to know if you feel the effects are superior of AMPK to what you just mentioned previously, nicotinamide riboside and NAD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, AMPK is something that, it's been around for a while, but I just don't think that the research is as encouraging in terms of an energy compound as with nicotinamide riboside. So what AMPK is, an active protein kinase that works on something called ATP, okay? And, I think the research is interesting on it, but it hasn't really borne as much fruit as the research on nicotinamide riboside. What's been your take on AMPK? Have you taken it? Are you using it?
Yes. I find it's a little more effective with the energy component, and it's been touted as being a stem cell activator.
Mm-hmm. Which could be good, or could be not so good, because we know that stem cells may be cancer progenitor cells. So, but you know, the whole deal with stem cell activation has to do with rejuvenating you. In other words, taking your stem cells and sending them to organs that are aging, providing them with some reserve in terms of building back youthful tissue. So, you know, AMPK has to do with the liver, fatty acid oxidation. Ketogenesis, you know, we hear a lot about the ketogenic diet and its benefits. However, the question is whether the studies bear out its beneficial effects. I mean, theoretically, it looks really interesting. And it is a natural compound, so it's ideal for supplementation. But it's one of those things that's been on my radar screen for a while, but it hasn't really broken through to the extent that nicotinamide riboside has. So, you know, while in experimental animals, there's some findings that AMPK has to do with lifespan and has to do with protecting from the adverse effects of cholesterol, and it has to do with glucose transport and all these kind of intriguing things. The question, and mitochondrial function, you know, all these good things. The question is whether taking it is going to make you feel better or perform better. There's even a suggestion that AMPK helps with exercise. But it's actually one of those things that's kind of a little bit out there on the periphery and hasn't really made it to the mainstream. Nicotinamide riboside, I think, is really promising from that standpoint. So, you know, it's similar in some ways because these are all work on energetic pathways. AMPK works on ATP, which we know is ubiquitous way of generating high energy bonds to the body, you know, sort of the cellular spark plug. But to some extent, also coenzyme Q10 and NAD are part of that mitochondrial energy production pathway. And nicotinamide riboside specifically works on NAD, which I think is critical. So, you know, I think these are things that we're going to have to watch, track for a while, and see where the research leads us. But that's a great question. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling. All right. Speaking of energy, and here's yet another way in which we can enhance our energy. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT Factor works on the cell membranes. It's actually based on a concept called lipid replacement therapy, or LRT. And by replacing critical lipids in the cell membranes, the mitochondria are enhanced in their function. They get a little ragged with aging and disease, and NT Factor gets in there and helps with repair. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks in Nutritional Therapeutics, the makers of NT Factor, that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go for a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a look at new studies that suggest a link between cell phone radiation and cancer. Yeah, that connection is back. And we'll be taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember to check out our newsletter at drhoffman.com. Lots of great articles. An article this week on the upsides and downsides of iron. Iron's a two-edged sword. Too much can be a problem. Too little can be a problem as well. And we give you a heads up on that situation in our newsletter. And we'll be back momentarily. 877-726-TALK.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.